Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? I hope you're doing well. Welcome to a special edition of Ignite at Night Testimony Tuesday. My God, am I glad to be with you all today. It's been long overdue, and I know it's a little late, you know, than usual. A lot of you guys may see this tomorrow, which would be January 20th, but I always make time for you guys. But I hope you're doing well, and I have a great word for you today. I just want to ask you guys a few questions. First, what do you fear? Think about it for a minute. What do you fear? I want you to close your eyes right now and think of all the things that you fear. Go ahead and do it. Close your eyes right now and think of everything that you fear. Is it fear for your life? Fear of a plan or goal not working out? Fear of not going to heaven when you die? Or maybe it's all of those things. But what do you fear? All right? So you know what you fear. Now, why do you fear it? What happened to you or didn't happen to you that made you fear that particular thing? Fine. How does that fear make you feel? How does it feel being full of fear? Does it make you feel anxious, worried, depressed? How does it make you feel? Does it make you feel good? Probably not. I want you to think about how it makes you feel. And once you get that in your head, I have a word for you. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid and do not fear. I know a lot of you are thinking it's easier said than done, and that is true for a lot of things. A lot of things are easier said than done, but even though it is, it can be done. And I want to encourage you all today, do not fear. It's, you know, what does fear stand for? We've heard this so many times. Fear stands for false evidence appearing real. But I want to break it down a little more. Reality tells us that so much of what we spend our time worrying about never happens. False evidence appearing real. We spend too much time thinking about what if this goes wrong, what if this happens to me, you know, what if this, what if that. Too much time thinking about what ifs and worrying about things. And a lot of times, things that you worry and fear about will not even happen. So I repeat again, do not be afraid and do not fear. And I know sometimes it's hard, especially with all of the violence, death, and all the disasters, everything, all of these worldly things going on in the world. It gets really hard not to fear, but I'm going to give you the number one reason why you should never fear. Can you guess what it is? That reason is God. In His Word, it clarifies that you should only fear Him. Not failure, not violence, not sickness, only God. Fearing God is not supposed to be a scary thing, you know, but it's supposed to be out of love, honor, and respect for God. God designed for us to fear Him and nothing else. Having fear and worrying about things is actually a sin, if you didn't know. Because it shows God that you do not trust Him. And people, you do not have to be afraid because God is always with you. He wants to give you peace. God will protect you. I don't know, whatever you may be fearing, but you have to remember God is always with you throughout every opposition. Just know that God is with you, that He cares for you, He loves you, He wants to give you peace. And I want to give you all a quick few scriptures that will help you. First, I want to speak on Isaiah 41:10. It states, "So do not worry, because I am with you.
Do not be afraid, because I am your God. I will make you strong, and I will help you. I will support you with my right hand that saves you. So do not worry. God says in his word that he is with you. God says, do not be afraid, because he is with you. And God says that he will make you strong, he will help you, he will support you, and he will save you. And yes, he will. And it may, my, you know, Bible may sound very different from a lot of you guys. I have a complete breakdown. The International Children's Bible is the one I'm using, but I love it because I really, really think it gets to the absolute core of what we're talking about. So that was Isaiah 41:10, and now I want to give you guys Philippians 4:6-7. And it says, do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need. And when you pray, always give thanks. And God's peace will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. It's so great that we cannot understand it. And yes, it is, Lord. So, again, God says, do not worry about anything. Do not worry. So why are you worried? If God says do not worry, that means you do not need to worry. But you pray and ask God for everything you need. If you need strength, ask God for strength. If you need courage, ask him for courage, and he will give it to you. And when you pray, always, always give thanks. And God will give you peace and keep your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. And that is the truth. And I want to pray for you all real quick. Pray for you under the sound of my voice. So please bow your head, close your eyes. Lord God, first of all, I just thank you for who you are and everything that you've done for us. We thank you, Lord, for who you are and all that you've done for us. And God, I just want to pray over who's ever listening to this message right now. God, it is no mistake that they are listening to this. They needed to hear this word from you, God, and I thank you that it will bless their lives. God, I ask that whatever they may fear, whatever, God, is so fearful that they're afraid of, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I ask God that whatever is going wrong in their life, that you will fix it, God, and let them get closer to you, God. Let them know not to anyone or anything but you, God. And, you know, sometimes, God, it's so hard to try and not be afraid when we see all this stuff happening. But, God, I thank you that you protect us from everything wrong that's going on. So I pray for who's ever listening to this, God, that you will continue to bless them, be with them, always be with them. God, you promised that you will always be with them, and I trust you, God, that you are with them right now. I thank you, Lord, in advance. I love you, Lord. We love you, and thank you, God, that they no longer have to fear. They no longer have to worry. They don't have to have anxiety. All they have to do is trust in you, God. And we love you, Lord, and we thank you in advance for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, hallelujah. And I want to leave you guys with a quick one of my favorite songs. I love this. It's called Hello Fear by Kirk Franklin. I want you to really listen to this, to the words of this song, and let it just inspire you. So here is Hello Fear by Kirk Franklin.
Hello Fear.
That seat to the left.
That seat that was yours.
that. That was a little bit of Hello Fear by Kirk Franklin. Such a powerful and such a beautiful song. I love that song. And I want to leave you guys with the final thought. Again, do not fear. Whatever your fear is, I want you to face that thing dead on. And when you face it, I want you to know that God is always with you. And God loves you. God wants you to know that he loved you so much. And he's not mad at you. He wants a relationship with you. And he is always with you. You may think God has left your side, but God is always with you. He wants to have a relationship with you. God wants to know you. He wants to talk to you. He wants a great relationship with you. He wants you to live a blessed, prosperous, and enjoyable life without fear. And he wants to give you peace. Some of you listening may have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And, you know, I believe it's no accident that you're listening to this show today. But God has such a better, just a great life in store for you. And God wants to do some amazing things in your life. But God said in his word that in order to get to him, you have to get through his son, Jesus Christ, first. So in order to get to God, you have to get through his son, Jesus, first. And, you know, some of you may have already accepted Jesus, but you want to rededicate your life to the Lord. And I'm going to give you opportunity to do that. So if you want to be saved or you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, I am going to let you do that right now. And today is your day. Today is the day of salvation. So repeat after me. Say, Father God, I thank you for who you are and everything that you've done for me. I humbly submit my life to you. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I believe in my heart that you have raised Jesus from the dead. I believe that Jesus is now seated with you in heaven and will intercede on my behalf. Please forgive me of all of my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I thank you, Lord, that I am now a new creature in Christ Jesus. Thank you for creating in me a clean heart and renewing a right spirit within me. I thank you that I am your child and as such entitled to all of the blessings and benefits that accompany salvation. Thank you, my Father God, for healing, wholeness, and restoration in every area in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Wow. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is getting ready to do some extraordinary things in your life, and I can't wait. Make sure you just continue to just have a close relationship with God. Start by talking to God every day. And, you know, like some people, it doesn't have to be a full-on, you know, whole service. You know, just talk to God, you know. God wants a relationship with you, so continue to talk to him. I pray that you will keep listening to Testimony Tuesdays to give you some more motivating words. And also, I pray that you'll get in a great Bible-based church where they're teaching the Word of God and that Jesus Christ is Lord. And, you know, you can watch it online, Joel Osteen. So many pastors and things you can watch it from. So I pray that you will take advantage of those. And, again, God loves you, and God is not mad at you. And he is so proud of you for giving your life to him and just rededicating your life to him. And just remember that. Always remember that. God loves you, and he will always be with you. He'll never leave you no matter what. And I also want to leave you with a final scripture. Here is Isaiah 35:4. Who are afraid and confused
Be strong. Don't be afraid. Look, your God will come and he will punish your enemies. He will make them pay for the wrong things they did. He will come and save you. So I say to you right now, you who are listening, be strong. Don't be afraid. God will come and he will punish your enemies. He will make them pay for the wrong things they did. He will come and save you. So don't try to do God's work. I know a lot of us, this is another show, but let God be our vindicator. People do us wrong. All the people did Jesus so wrong. We have to continue to think about that. But he didn't let that, you know, mess up his character. He still stayed and faithful. And he, you know, answered God. They don't know what they do. So some people, you know, some people just, they may not know that they're being so mean. Like, you know, a lot of bullies in school, a lot of people don't know. So it's best that we pray for people rather than try to get revenge if they've done wrong things to us. So always remember that. Always remember that. And again, I thank you guys so much for tuning in. Testimony Tuesdays. I'll do this every Tuesday. 6:30, definitely be around that time. I know it's a little late today, but, you know, I had to do it. I love you guys so much. And make sure you tune into Ignite at Night tomorrow, or you may be tuning in. This will be on Wednesday, January 20th at 6:30 p.m. We do it every Wednesday and Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and I pray that you'll tune in. May the Lord bless you. God bless you all. And I love you, and most importantly, God loves you. Have a blessed day.